Hey, I was going to talk a little bit today about giving. I have been so blessed with people giving to me, helping me out. And it says, when you give, you receive that joy, that blessing that you get. And anytime someone gives me something, I always pray that they would get tenfold back. And it doesn't just have to be money. It doesn't have to be, it can be time. It can be, you know, spending time on the phone with someone, giving your time to pray with somebody, be caring about somebody. But God has kind of switched, or the Holy Spirit kind of has switched us around. And I want us to talk about peace. That's what the Holy Spirit wants. Peace is where it's at. You go through things in your life that are so troubling and traumatic. I mean, just like Anita having so many things wrong that she passes away. Kathy struggling with cancer. My sister with cancer and dying. Don with his kidney transplant and doing things. You know, there's something going on. Deborah with the problems with her medicine. Pastor with spreading his time so thinly that he probably can't even look up. It's a good thing he's on his diet because he probably wouldn't even eat. He wouldn't have time to eat. I feel sorry for him. You know, because we can be a pain sometimes. Let's admit that right away. I know I call him all the time. I've tried to not call so much lately, though. You know, seizures happening. Jacob, I mean, they can't find a medicine that will control his seizures. Like that dance he wanted to go to. I don't know if he got to go or not.
Yeah.
But it's so sad of all the things that we have to go through. Children with cancer, things that are bad, and we think, God, if you love us, why are you letting this happen to us? God gives us a free will. There, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're not going to go through something horrible. All of us are going to experience that. Either your parents die, siblings die, your kids don't like you, your kids are mean to you. I'm so blessed with children. But, you know, there's going to be things in our life that we have to fight our own demons within ourselves over depression and sadness and self-pity. And just listening to half the stuff that the demons tell us, you know, you're a loser, you're stupid, you're dumb. Nobody likes you. You're fat. You're ugly. I mean, things that we fight on a daily basis. Things that don't seem like it should happen, but they do happen. God is in control. That's the bottom line. He is in control. God looks at us in our situations to see how we react. Is it hard to go, okay, well, yeah, this is all happening, and I just have faith, and I trust you? No, it's not easy. It's not easy to do that. But once you become a Christian, you are saying, God, you are my Savior. I'm turning my life over to you. I do that a lot because sometimes I'm not, if Jesus was sitting by me, I would be embarrassed by the things that I've either said or thought or reacted to. And that's where we need to get, to the place to where if Jesus was sitting right beside me, would he approve of what I just did, what I just said, how I just acted with that person? How did I respond to a certain reaction? I mean, just a while ago, a gentleman coming down, Jim Miller, I don't know what he hit, a telephone pole or something. He was in an accident. Well, we were coming south on Jim Miller to come to church. And this car right down at the bottom of the hill had just completely stopped in the fast lane with this flashing lights. But I'm going 45, which I should have been going 40. The guy behind me was right on my tail. And then I just saw the car and I slammed on my brakes and went, oh my gosh, what an idiot thing to do. And I went, oh, frick. Kimmy and I decided they may have been a nurse or something like that, maybe to see if they needed help or whatever. You walk. And, you know, I said, they should have gone down and turned around and gone back. But instead, they just stopped in the middle of the road. And I'm thinking, oh, this is how accidents happen. like I'm an any better driver. Give me a break. I can't even see it not now. The things that we react to, that we get angry at, that we put so much emphasis on, we need to go back to that first love. You know, when we first get saved and you get baptized, you just say, oh, Lord, I'm just so on fire for you. I think when we, and I say collectively, and I'm one of the worst ones, when we get our lives right with God, that's when our church is going to grow. That, because why? Because we have hope, we have faith, we have trust. We're out telling people about God, what God has done for us, presenting the gospel, making time for other people, giving to other people, either with time, money, a prayer. I think once we all get that right, because most of us in here have been a Christian for quite some time, we should be reacting to situations as Jesus does. We shouldn't all fall apart, and I do it all the time. Oh my gosh, this is happening again. Oh my gosh. You know, it's terrible. I think, Chris, you've been since 1982 on Easter, you've been a Christian, and you're still doubting? How can you doubt like the Israelites did? I mean, they saw physical things, you know. God presented the light for them at dark so they could, you know, travel in the dark. They saw things. They lost all of their trust and hope and built that, you know, golden calf while Moses was talking with God. I mean, but Moses didn't react like he was supposed to and didn't get to go to the promised land. He got mad at the people and broke the Ten Commandments. So, you know, it's all through the Bible about anger and how people react to things. The bottom line is we have got to trust our lives with Jesus. We have got to. Kimmy and I both fight with depression. I mean, it's right there as soon as I wake up. I don't know about Kimmy. It's right there facing me. And I think, I'm choosing today. I'm going to have a good day. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm going to make the best of it. And as soon as those words come out of your mouth, it's like the demons just try to attack you. Lots of times I just say, God, just fight the devil for me today. I just don't have the strength to do it. It's a terrible thing to happen. It's awful, you know, because I'm so grateful for being alive. I say, good morning, God. I love you. Thank you for waking me up. And then, pow, it just hits. It's a mental problem I have in my brain. Something is not wired right. I mean, we struggle every day with something. We struggle either with anger. We struggle with doubt. We struggle with financial problems. We struggle with health issues. But the bottom line is Jesus will never, never leave you. He will never leave you. He knows exactly what you're going through. Take one whole day and just thank God. Don't ask Him for anything. Just thank Him all day long. Just thank Him. Thank Him totally all day long. I mean, you can pray for somebody, you know, if they're sick or something like that. I'm not saying that. Just don't ask God for anything. Just say, you know what, God, I'm relying on you today. I'm trusting you. I have faith in you. And thank you for being there. Thank you, God. You know, the material things we have, I know some people right now that are so money hungry. You know, you got to make that dime. You got to do this. You got to have a nice car. You got to have a nice house. You got to have X amount of money in the bank. And thankfully, I don't have to worry about all that. But there are people that I know that that is their goal in life. What would happen if God allowed that to go away? Where would their faith be then? A lot of times, David used to struggle with this. He would tell me he would make bonuses at work. And some months was really good. And he would get to work and think, oh, you know what, I'm pretty good at my job. I'm a pretty good adjuster. I'm doing this. Hey, I did that. I made top person of the year, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you know, I heard what I was saying, and I couldn't believe those words were coming out of my mouth, that I did this. My abilities are based on what God gives me. I need to thank God for that. So, I mean, it's such a turmoil every day. I don't know, maybe y'all don't struggle every day. I do. I don't know why. But this week is going to be a new me. I am just going to fight the fight and give it all to God. Trusting God, giving faith plus obedience gives me what? Power. Power to overcome the enemy. And whatever happens, happens. Okay? It's just, if things are going to happen, you've got to look at it that we can get through this, God. Don't take me out of the situation. Don't take me out of this problem. Lord, let's work through it together. Show me what I need to learn. You know, when you first become a Christian, you pray for stuff, and boy, it just happens right away. It just seems like, I prayed for this and this happened. I prayed for that and that happened. Well, as you become more and more Jesus-like, that doesn't happen anymore. Because at first, you know, God wants to help you see how wonderful life is and how good it can be. And then he starts with the process. And as we get older and older, he's still molding you. Even me at 69, he's still molding me into the Christian that I need to be, into the disciple I need to be. I'm nowhere near I should be, but hopefully by the day that I die, I will be closer than that. I will be closer to Jesus. I will do Jesus' will. And that's what I want. I want that fire back. I want to have a presence in my mind of every day. If Jesus was riding the truck with me, would he like if I'm getting mad and honking at somebody? Would he like it if I was going, you're a stupid driver? Or, you know, why are they doing that? They're stupid. They're idiots. I mean, I don't mean to do that, but I do. I'm just being honest with you. I cuss at times. I get angry in traffic. I don't do what I'm supposed to sometimes. Now, I can honestly say if God says go up and talk to that person, I will. I'm pretty good about that, although I'm very insecure. But, you know, we just got to give it to God. I want that fire back there. Yeah, I got this and I'm going to run with it. And so much goes through our lives. So many deaths, so many divorces, so many tragic things go through our lives that's where God can work with us. You're going through this. I'm not going to take you out of it, but we're going to go through this together. I think one of the most courageous women, well, two of them, one is Linda. I mean, she has a terrible handicap, and she still does bulletins, she does Sunday school, she, you know, keeps very active, wants to do things for people, does things on Facebook, on text, you know, with our women's group and stuff. I think that's wonderful. I think I would probably crawl under a rock and just hide. She has so much talent that I don't even think she realizes it. Both of them are very intelligent people. I get so flustered because I think, now I want to say something smart. And then I think, Chris, that's you. I just am myself around them. But they have so much knowledge and they have concern for people that they're out of this world. I love those two people, okay? The other woman is Kathy. My sister would have been the other one, but she's no longer with us, is Kathy. She is taking care of her mother. She takes care of the books up here for free. If we had to pay a person, it would be a pretty penny. She takes care of the food bank, gives us things, even if it's after 2:15, we'd go, hey, I'm late. Vienna sausages. She helps in the kitchen when there's something going on. She had breast cancer. We're speaking in the past because she no longer has it in Jesus' name. She went through all this. She never heard her complain. She came to church when she could. Very courageous. Very diplomatic about everything. Like, this is going to happen and this is going to be okay. And I call that a courageous, a heart of David. David that slew the giant, not my husband. I mean, he had a great heart, though. I mean, that is very courageous. And we should be able to go around and tell each of us what is the best point that you have that others see about you, or what we think of ourselves. You don't want to hear mine about me, because I always have a low self-esteem. I'm working on that. I'm working on that. this week. I'm writing stuff down about what I like about myself. But, you know, we are examples of Christ's extended hand. If we're struggling and people see how bad we have it, and that we're sitting back whining going, oh, God didn't hear, which I've done that before. I feel like God's in the Bahamas. He's not listening to me. I ask forgiveness for all that. If we're doing that, why would someone want to become a Christian? When you go out here and sell drugs and get this done and do that. I mean, why would somebody want to do that? We've got to be fighting Christians. We've got to look out for one another, accept one another, and not have turmoil in our body. I'm not saying we do, but we need to just learn to be silent, learn to be reverent. David always told me that if I was in the church, I would have to wear a covering over my head. And I went, I am not doing that. Because biblically, you know, with the men and stuff, like, you have to wear a cover. I'm not wearing a cover over my head. Oh, then later I found out he was talking about a bag over my head so he wouldn't have to look at me. But no, he was quite a character. But anyway, long story longer, no, I'm quitting. Whatever it is you're going through right now, and you may not be going through anything. You may be going, Chris, my life is great. I can't think of anything. Great. I want to come shake your hand. I want to hug you. I want to congratulate you that right now you're not going through a trial. Because if you're not going through a trial, it's right around the corner, okay? It's right around the corner. That's how we learn. And we just need to humble ourselves before God and get through our trials. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that the Holy Spirit changes his mind. Thank you, God, that these things that we've heard over and over and over, but sometimes people just need to hear that you're in control and that takes that burden off of us. Father, we just ask that you bless us in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the ones that are ill here. I pray a special prayer for my brother Don. I pray for peace at their home. I pray, Lord, that things would get better. I pray that they would find Dee Dee a place that would take tension off. I pray that BJ would find her a place one day. I just pray for their marriage. I pray for their family. Lord, just bless them. Bless Don through all this. We just pray for healing in Jesus' name for him. Thank you that Brenda can be such a mouthpiece for you with those kiddos, even though she was resembled as the Queen of England. I think that's pretty cool, though. Father God, thank you for the courageous people in here. Thank you for the people that sacrificed so much just for this church to be open. Lord, bless the offering today. Bless the people that are here, and please help the ones that are traveling be safe and come back safe. In Jesus' holy name, amen.